Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. This is Therese with Angel Coaches, and I'm glad we're here on Tuesday night doing another show about manifesting, making things happen with the angels and the ascended masters, our higher self. I'm going to talk tonight about the mind-body-spirit connection. That's what we usually do on Thursday night, and sometimes we have special speakers. You guys, I hope you remember some of the speakers. We've had some great ones, and we've got some ones coming up in the next couple of weeks, which I'm really, really excited about, that represent this so well in their lifestyle, in the way they eat, in their spirituality, and what they're doing with, you know, living in prosperity, right? So I'm excited about that. So on that note, let's talk about the mind, body, spirit. And I go, I was meditating this morning. I said, angels, what should I talk about today? And then I got a message, talk about mind, body, spirit. And I go, okay, well, that's what we usually do on Thursday night in some form or fashion. And then the message was, talk about how thoughts are so important. And I'm going to take this back a little bit, if you guys don't mind. So I hope you don't mind. And I know that people are calling in. And Karen, I asked you to call in because you had the question on Tuesday night. So hit 1 on your phone so I know it's you, which number is yours. So let's look at this. Let's look at the thoughts. what are thoughts, you know? And have you ever heard on these radio shows or TV or books, you read Every Thought Counts? Have you guys ever heard of that? Every thought counts, right? And I have, and I go, well, great. How does every thought count? You know, you get mad at truck drivers, you can get mad at drivers in general. I just got annoyed at someone right before I got home. I was driving. I was like, every thought counts. Like, I remember that. So what does that look like? I'm going to use a story here because I think stories are important. I have a friend slash client who called me today. And she says, and I'd like your feedback on this, too, if anybody has any thoughts about it. And she says, Therese, I am going to start a meditation class, and I'm going to do it myself, and I want to talk to you, pick your brain about how to get it started and what I need to do and all the angels that work with me and this kind of thing. So I know this woman really well. Great teacher and a great healer, but really is limited with her prosperity thinking, okay? So, and I said, may I be direct and may I be straight with you? And she said, sure. And I go, here's the deal. I said, you are wanting to start a meditation class, and I said, to teach people about prosperity. She goes, yes, I want to teach them about the ascension process. I want to teach them how to use tarot. I want to teach them to have unlimited thinking. And I go, but you yourself don't have unlimited thinking. You called me asking me to help you to pick my brain, you say, because you were fearful about buying a reading from me, right? And it's not about me and the reading. And she goes, and I said, right? And she goes, yes. I said, but you're going to teach someone else to go and get all this knowledge and, you know, look at sources, go purchase books, go purchase, you know, go to seminars, go to classes, but you yourself won't do it, but you're wanting to teach about it. So I'd like to know what you guys feel about it, because what is her thought is, and I said, and you're also wanting to start this yourself. I said, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm getting this message. And I was asked to be totally straight with you. You asked me, you want to teach this because you're afraid to work with a group because you don't have the money to work with a group. And she goes, you're right. And I said, and you don't want to pay me because you don't have the money, you feel, to pay me. Although you make your house payments, you make every, you know, all these things, and you want to teach prosperity, you need to start with yourself first and your thought. I said, because the thought that I'm feeling with your meditation class is that you're starting because you can't afford to start with someone. You're trying to teach things that you are not even sure about yourself or studying about yourself. I said, what books have you read? Think and Grow Rich. You know, these things that are important to change your thoughts. Wayne Dyer's got a great meditation CD out there. Change your thoughts, change your mind. Change your mind, change your thoughts. One of the best I've ever seen out there. Okay, so every thought counts, right? And I said, and you're doing the work. I put out a lot of flyers one day. I said, it's consistent to you have to do flyers consistent in doing a business. And I said, so you need to study entrepreneurs and figure out what they do to build their business, you know, online meditation classes, and they're out there. You just got to do the research. So I'm not meaning to put her down because she's a beautiful soul, but she said to me, she goes, well, I'll need that Lakshmi prayer. Lakshmi is the Ascended Master of Prosperity. You guys remember we talked about her a few months ago. And I said, if you do not change your thought, then it's like saying that mantra or asking for help behind a closed door. And the door is not open. And the door is your mind. And I go, let me take it a step further. And I said, when we want prosperity, okay, and we feel like our love, same with love, our health, then what is our thought saying? I'm afraid I can't have it. That's the reason why I'm not making that phone call. I'm afraid it won't happen for me, and that's the reason why I'm not going to join this group. I'm afraid it happens for everybody else, but I'm not good enough. It's usually a self-worth issue that we're dealing with, okay? So when you look at that, you know, and I said, you're going to get mad at me, and that's okay. I said, but ask yourself, what are you feeling right now? You know, and I said, you're feeling lack, right? You're feeling stressed. You're feeling like, how am I going to get this business off the ground, right? And I said, you know what? We can have it if we just change our thoughts. So I said, and this is what I'm saying to you guys, and to myself included, every thought counts. So thoughts are energy. Energy, okay? You guys get this, okay? So it makes such a huge difference. So when you're thinking about, you know, like the guy of your dreams or the woman of your dreams or calling you and he's not calling you or she's not calling you or they're not asking you to marry them or they're not doing what you would like to have, then what are you thinking? I don't have this man yet. I don't have this commitment yet. I don't have. Right? So then you say, okay, let me talk to Archangel Shamuel to get the great commitment, to get the soulmate love, right? But you yourself need that guy, that girl, myself, do you understand, talking to this young lady today, it's about why aren't they doing this? Why aren't they getting me to, you know, why aren't they asking me to marry me? Why aren't they loving me? Why aren't they, you know, why I don't have any money? I'm broke. Is what she's telling me, and yet she's teaching prosperity in a meditation class, right? And so, you know, why aren't more people coming, and why aren't you doing enough activity because you're afraid to be successful, right? And so it's not about how many flyers you put out or how many, you know, what you do on the social media, okay? It's really where are your thoughts at, okay? And so when you're getting mad at somebody or something's not working, and you go, okay, you ask yourself, they're healing. There, something's wrong inside of me, the reason why I'm responding like this, okay? So you saw it with business. Let's do it with love. I have a really good friend of mine. She's also a client. And you guys, I know, you know, have you ever listened to your girlfriends or your guy friends complain about love or complain that they don't have a guy or they don't have a girl yet? I listen to it every day, and I'm really grateful because I get the angel messages and I'm so, I love giving them because it gives people a lot of peace and everything. So when I asked her, I told her, she goes, you know what, he wanted to be with me, move in with me, or us move in together, and now he's pulling away. And then I heard an angel say, what is her thought saying? And I go, what are you thinking? And she prefers, I'm the same way, there's a few of us out there, I like a younger man because usually they're a lot more fun and they don't have the baggage. Some of them, you know, and people have baggage no matter what age it is, right? So she says, like, he's younger than me, and I'm feeling embarrassed that he's younger than me. And I was like, okay. And she goes, I'm afraid he's not going to like me, and I'm afraid that he's just, you know, that he's not as attracted to me as he was before. And I go, so that's the energy that you're putting out there. And you're wondering why he's not asking you, let's talk about the moving in that we agreed to do earlier this week. And she goes, yeah. And I said, well, look at where your thought is. It's not about what he's thinking, do you understand, or what he's doing. It's about what you're thinking. And I said, what is that feeling really saying to you? And she says, well, she thought a minute. She says, is saying, I don't feel like I'm good enough. I've never, I don't get chosen all the time. And she goes, and I want the guy, and he doesn't want me because I'm not pretty enough. I'm not young enough. And we went through this myriad of things. Makes sense? You know, and that's just one person right there. So what I'm saying to you guys is if that, you know, with love or money or prosperity, maybe a way to phrase it, you know, with Lakshmi or Archangel Shamiel, who helps you with soulmate relationships, are to say, you know what, I would like to have love, joy, and peace, right? Peace is everything. Joy is everything. Because if you're feeling love, joy, and peace when you wake up in the morning and when you go to bed at night, you know, that means your bank account's in good standing, you know, your heart is in good standing, and you're feeling, and you're waiting for the day to start, okay? So for the next day to begin, and so you can do this all over again and create a great, magical day. It sounds great when I'm saying it. I know, because, you know, I struggle with it myself, and I have been in love with somebody for about 2.5 years now. He has no clue. And why doesn't he have a clue? And if I cry, please forgive me, but this is, I'm being so open and so personal now. If he, because I want you guys to get it, right? And I'm putting myself in a situation where I've got to do it. So when the time is right, I'm going to tell him. But one of the things that has prohibited me or stopped me from telling him is my own darn self-worth and fear, not anything else, okay? So I'm, you know, and I said to myself, I'm looking at it, I go, I don't date. I stopped dating for a couple years, and I met somebody who was really special, but I realized I wasn't doing him any favors by, you know, feeling like that I, you know, could make it work with somebody that I didn't love, like I love this person. So, you know, and I looked at why I hadn't told him, right, instead of asking Shamuel, Lakshmi, whoever, right, because they're all going to help you, the causal plane, your higher self. And I go back to something that I was told months ago. When you really believe that you can be with this person, then it will happen, right? And, you know, not stopping anything, you know, because he is super successful by most people's standards. And he's sexy and he's hot and all these things. And I really, really love him. He's been a tremendous friend to me. But I'm going to tell him when the time is right, okay? And is the time right now? I don't know. But I asked for a sign, and we've agreed on the sign. And you can ask for a sign, too, when the time is right. But you know what? I looked at him as like, oh, he's not ready. He's not this. He's this. He's this. He's involved with somebody. He's involved with business. He's dating another woman. He's dating another woman after that woman. Whatever it's been, okay? Or he's more athletic than I am, and I'm pretty athletic. Whatever it, you know what I'm saying, whatever it may be. But here's the bottom line. When I look at, take him out of the equation and I look at myself, then I realize that the fear is within me. Okay, do you understand what I'm saying? That it's my self-worth. It's my things. Maybe he won't like me. Maybe he won't choose me. Maybe after I get to know him, I won't choose him that level. My friend Allison, love her. She's a new angel coach. She goes, I'm tired of men choosing me. I'm going to choose one for myself. Good for her, too. You know, and that's something to really, really realize or to follow. Let me give you another example. I have a friend of mine that wants to move, and she goes, well, I haven't made that commitment yet. I go, why? Why haven't you called and set up an appointment to go view the house? She says, well, you know, the baby's crying, the whatever, the dog broke the leash, the dog ate my homework, you know, all the excuses that we give. And I said, look at it closer. Don't take the dog, the baby, the husband. Look at it. Why? And she goes, I'm afraid I won't be able to come up with a down payment. I'm afraid that I don't have enough money. And I'm afraid that I can't get the money, and I don't want to be stressed about it. Okay? So when you get angry, think about the thought. Okay? Don't get mad at the guy or the girl. We get mad at him. That's cool. I mean, heck, I get mad at him all the time, right? It's a human experience. But then you go, what is that person trying to show me? Right? If he's standing you up, okay, for instance, I had somebody that got stood up on a date, beautiful person, such a spiritual leader and diva, she didn't realize it, but it's happening for her. And so, you know, he came to her, he's a lesson for her, okay? And what is a lesson? That she's worth so much more than she thinks she is. You know, she's dealt with men that have been super emotionally and physically abusive with her for a long time, you know. And once again, she has a man coming up that's abusive, you know, and I hope she gets it. Last time I talked to her, she changed her changed her number, blocked her number, you know. But, hey, she gets it. She deserves more, you know what I mean? So when we, as I said, I'm going to reiterate that, when we have this thought, okay, that he or she are the business, or you got to look at where it's coming from. And it's probably coming from our personality, our ego. Ego is easing God out. And that fear of not being enough, not having enough, or being a failure, okay? And, you know, and if you're teaching prosperity, a lot of us are doing spiritual work. If you're teaching prosperity and you're having this fear, I'm going to tell you something. Your clients, your clientele are going to pick up on it. How do you do it? How do you change it tonight? You look at your thoughts and you go, every time I feel anger, every time I get mad at the guy, every time I get mad at the girl, every time I get mad, I'm going to look at myself and what am I feeling? What am I really feeling? What fear am I feeling here? What, you know, where is it coming from? And you're going to find out a lot of times that it's a fear you've carried for many years, okay, you know, from your parents and all that. However you want to look at it, or really old relationships. So those are things that you do that you can work on changing. And you don't have to say spend a great deal of time. When you figure out it's self-protection, or that you've always had men that treated you like this, or women that have treated you like this, you take that and you say, okay, angels, God, Buddha, whoever you believe in, higher self, the causal plane. The causal plane, I love the causal plane because it gets it done quick, okay? And then you pray to the causal plane, say, hey, the angels, the ascended masters, thank you for healing this. And it's going to come up again, but I'm going to promise you one thing. You're going to be so much more aware of it. And when you start getting mad at that guy or that girl, or you get hurt, you go, you know what? This has nothing to do with them. This has everything to do with me, right? And I need to look at what I'm feeling, self-worth, self-loathing, anger, lack, all those things. And when you work and realize that every thought counts. If you're not getting it with the guy, where are your thoughts at? Are you afraid he's not going to give you what you're looking for? Are you afraid, are you doubting that energy is going out just like a perfume, okay, because it's not a very good smelling one, all right? And they're picking up on it. You're picking up on his thoughts. So you guys are going back and forth, slamming each other with this energy that says, I doubt everything that we've talked about. I'm so afraid. I don't think you like me because you make more money, because you're skinnier than me, because you're younger, you're older, you're more successful, whatever that may be, okay? But it's your fear. And once you learn to conquer that, then you look at that person, it doesn't really matter what they think, because you're going to realize that really who you are, okay? And I'm living it myself, and man, I'm, you know, when I realize that I love a man, that I don't know if he's going to love me back. I feel like he will, because I'm going to come from that place of pure believing, pure joy, and pure love. So I've got I called Karen was on her phone just the other day on her show, and I'm going to ask, she has some great questions. That's a sweet spirit here. And so, Karen, I'm so glad that you hung out. Thank you. How are you this evening?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm well, too. You speak perfect English, so I appreciate that. I appreciate it. You know, I am good. Remember, and my teacher, because I have a degree in communications and a lot of English, and I slaughter the language, but it's all good. You had some questions, and I thought it would be neat for everybody to hear, because I know people struggle with writing a book, people struggle with speaking in public, people struggle with a lot of things, and I know that you like helping people, teaching them that they are so much more than they think they are,
right.
But writing a book, doing that, correct? I told you,
no, not at all. That's what leaves me confused.
Okay.
Because that's so not me.
It's so not you. I hear you. Here's the deal. You know, there are people out there that are better speakers or talkers, you know, as we say in North Carolina, than they are writers. What you can do, okay, is start practicing. This is the message I got for you. Can you think of five ways a person can break the ghetto mentality that you help people think outside the box of, you know, living, their circumstances don't define them? Can you think of five ways that people can do that? Or three ways?
You want me to think about that right now?
Yeah, I mean, if you had to put something together, right, you could think of three or five ways that people could be more than they think they are, right? Rise above their circumstances, make more money, have more love, correct? That's what you said
right.
in your email to me. That,
right.
Okay, so a couple things that I'm getting. One of the things that you can do is ebooks are so, and I'm saying this to everybody that's listening in, you guys are experts. Some of you guys are expert chefs, cooks. She likes helping people to realize that they're more than they think they are. I got that in her email. She likes helping them realize
right.
that they don't have to be in the ghetto. So there's a thing called ebooks. And ebooks, they're about, some of them are 3 to 5 pages, some of them are 8 to 10, and you can put them on Amazon. And Angel Coaches will do that for you. We have Diane, who's amazing at proofreading, and all this. So you can write something like that, 2 or 3 pages, where it's not a big, I got to write 20 chapters, Gone with the Wind, too. You know what I mean? Or
yeah,
the Bible,
that's what
too.
That's what I was thinking of, like a whole
yeah
20-chapter
you
book. I'm like, that's not me.
Yeah, that's Moby Dick, right? You know,
yes.
They called me Ishmael. Yeah, you don't have to do that. But here, a couple things I got, in really from Archangel Gabriel. She says, let her know about ebooks, okay? So you can, and you can come on the show and share how you help people, that you coached and helped people to get out of the ghetto. You have no idea how many emails I get with people like, my husband, my wife, I'm lost, I'm homeless, I live in my car, I listen to your show, I have my computer in my car. I've gotten that over the past month, right? So if you can teach them to think outside the box, how they can break that cycle. Because once you're in the ghetto or once you're homeless, it's hard to break that cycle. I get it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so you think about ebooks, okay? Okay? And then you can do 3 or 4 or 5 pages of them, you know, 10 or 15 pages. You know, I mean, they don't have to be really long. And that's something that you could do easy. So it's, you know, it's like an essay, all right? And you can make money. Sell it for $1 or $2. People can download it, put it on Angel Coaches. That's something there. If you get a longer book, like you got 5 or 6 chapters, then, you know, what you do is you have a writer that does it with you, and she can write the book. And that's what I did with, you mean there's a law that says you have to be attracted to me? Diane, I gave her what to say, and she typed it, and she proofed it. If I did not do that, it would be one long run-on sentence because I'm terrible at periods, you know, put periods in. Okay, so those are a couple things there. Do you see what I'm saying? So you don't have to write Moby Dick. It's not there for you. I get you. But you can write, yeah, you know, you can write your point and get your points across to people like that, okay? Does that help you out a little bit? You're like, oh my God,
yeah, that helps a little better. That helps a little more.
Oh, good. Okay, well, good deal. So the other thing you asked me about, your soul agreement, can you change it, right? Can you make a conscious choice to change your soul agreement? Is that what you asked me?
Oh, yes. Oh, that was previous, yeah.
Okay.
I asked that a while
ago.
Well,
I'm so sorry because it looked like it was one big thing, but let me reiterate that because that was something I felt like I should say too as well. When you have a soul agreement, and what is a soul agreement? That, you know, believe it or not, we are not victims here, which I was just talking about with the thoughts. Wouldn't it be great if we could always his fault, right? Or if it's her fault. I'm teasing now. But before we come here to the planet, we choose lessons we learn, and we choose lessons we teach. Okay? So, and remember, your thoughts count. So can you change the soul agreement? Yes, you can. And you can do it consciously when you come from working with your higher self and coming from spirit. And how do you do that? Just say, I'd like to come from my higher self and my soul self to make decisions. And then when you look at something and you get the lesson, you go, you know what? I don't really need to go through the set of circumstances that will help me learn it. I got it. Okay? Or, you know, and that kind of thing. So you can change your soul agreement where you don't have to marry that guy or that girl, you know, whatever. Or let's say, for instance, you don't have to get sick. You know, because some people choose an illness to learn a lesson. You know, and physical illness or emotional illness. So that you can put that out there and change it. Your guides a lot of times will really encourage you before you ever get here to choose something a little bit less, you know, not be so tough on yourself, believe it or not. So I hope that helps you. Did I answer your questions and that kind of thing?
Yes, you did.
You?
Mm-hmm.
I love you, Karen. I would love to talk to you. I have an idea, so call me tomorrow. Do you have my number? I'll give it to you.
I do. I have
okay.
your number. What's a good time to call?
I have a great idea. Can you call me tomorrow about 10:30 and save me from my aunt? I love her. She's a talker. Okay, Dan. And so
okay.
Call me about 10:30. My
okay.
aunt's going to talk my ear off, okay? So I appreciate
okay.
it. Yeah. We all have one of those aunts, don't we? Some of us have two, you know. So my dad, he's funny. So she's going to be calling you tomorrow. I'm like, thanks, Dad.
I don't have friends like that, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there you go. You know what I used to do is I would crunch up a paper and like, oh, it's a bad storm, got to go. So anyway, I love her. But, you know, you just call me 10:30 really quick. So I will
okay.
so appreciate it. All right, my dear,
okay.
take care of it right now.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, so... who are the angels that work with you with this? I'm going to share this with you. All the archangels are great with this. But make sure, and this is a little thing I'm going to share with you, like I told this young lady today, make sure that when you're asking your angels for, let's say, more money, okay, because I love money, right? I told someone yesterday or the day before, I said, I'd rather be rich and miserable if I had to be miserable than poor and miserable any day, right? But maybe a better question, and you guys let me know what you think about this, is I'd like to have love and joy and peace. I would like to have know that the man I'm with or the woman I'm with, we love each other unconditionally, and that the marriage, however that looks or whatever, will happen in divine and perfect timing. And that I would like to experience love, joy, and peace every darn day, okay, that I'm here. And can you imagine what your life can look like rather than I like to have $100,000 so I can pay off all my bills and have money to go on a vacation, right? So what are you looking for with a vacation? Probably peace, rest, quiet, or maybe party. It doesn't matter. I know if I were going on a vacation, I'd look for a little bit of everything. So put that out there, the essence of what you're looking for, okay, instead of the cash amount. Because once you get the money, if you don't have peace, then you're thinking, how am I going to get more, right? How much can you enjoy that prosperity, okay? So true prosperity comes from your heart. Really does. So look at your thoughts. Make sure you really, really look at them. I got to know somebody else that has a question. Hold on one second. Hi, it's Therese.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. This is Kelly Williams. I'm sister Karen Williams.
Well, you guys,
my
I'm telling
time.
You something. I don't think she was talking about you. Like, here, just, you know. It's the family members. Anyway, I'm teasing you a little bit. I love her. She's such a sweetheart. Anyway, Kelly, I'm glad you called in. What's up? Did your sister know you were calling?
Yes, she knew.
She's
the one that gave me the number. So what I was going
to
ask was, how do I find out who my angel is?
Okay. Hold on one second. You're Kelly, right? First name is Kelly?
Yes.
Okay, hold on one second. Okay, you have an archangel working with you. Archangel Michael giving you, he's a good one, giving you a lot of strength and motivation and courage for what you're going through right now. You have a guardian, you're in a personal guardian angel. What is your name? Hold on one second. Do you feel a man or a woman around you, Miss Kelly?
Huh? Say that again?
With your guardian angel, do you feel a male or a female around you?
Thought it was a man.
Okay. That's what I got, too. It was a man, too, as well. and Michael's he's an archangel that works with you. So your guardian angel is with I see realms of angels, like guardian angels work with the archangels. You know, when you come here, this guardian angel is personal to you. And he's trying to spell his name. It starts with an E. Come on, show me. Okay. He says his name. He says E-D. I think he's trying to spell Edward. He goes, I like the sound of that, but you can call me whatever you want to. Because the names don't mean their personality to us. He said, but he goes, whatever you want to call me, you call me. He goes, I just like how that sounds when I say it. Okay. So he says, yeah, he's spelling it for me. He will do whatever your sister did with her. She wrote it. Your sister's angel wrote it on the mirror. But you got to be ready to see that, okay? I would call Kelly, Karen, while I'm taking a shower, watch TV. You know what I'm saying? So you guys can have a little fun with getting your angel names. There's also another one with you. hold on one second. She says her name's Miriam, M-I-R. She's a guardian angel, too, as well.
M-I-R,
a guardian
you
angel. Miriam, M-I-R-I-A-M. Okay. And you have Archangel Michael. Those two. You probably have a lot of archangels, with your guardian angels, but those are specific to you. It also feels like one of them, I don't know, it feels like there's a guardian angel that works with the whole family. I'm not sure who that is, and I've not really seen that before, so I'm a little confused. But that's what I'm getting. And then you have your uncle. He's on the other side. I feel like he's speaking with you, too, as well. Artist, right? He just recently died not too long ago.
Yes.
Okay.
It's interesting you said Edward, because that's my father's middle name.
Is it? Okay. Well, there
yes.
you go. Wow. Where's Dad right now?
He's passed away.
Okay. That's what I thought. Okay. Your dad is specific to you helping you. Is it? Because that's the name I got. He's spelling it for me. So you're okay with that. I think when our loved ones go over, they're like our guardian angel. Okay? Do you know what I'm saying? My mother's mine. And Karen, I know you're wondering if he helps you too. He does. Okay. So anyway, I just want to share that with you. But that's what I got. Miriam is a female angel with you. She's got wings. So that's what she's showing me. But he was a little harder to tap into, but he spelled it for me. So your dad's over there on the other side, and he's looking out for you guys, all right? So, that's probably the guardian angel that takes care of all the whole family there. So I hope that's okay for you and it's comforting to you. Anyway, mm-hmm. You got a wonderful family there, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to tap into your angel. It's wonderful. And your sister there, she's sweetheart. So are you guys real close? Sounds like you are. Aww,
yes,
sweet as that.
Very close.
Okay, good. Two birthday presents close, right? Just kidding. My mom used to say, I'm lucky. I go, if you love me for my birthday, you'll get me two presents. She's funny. But, I'll go to teach you two birthday presents close. Anyway, Karen, don't worry. I'm telling her, not only is she going to two birthday presents close, but you two birthday presents close. So, anyway, sounds like you guys are a lovely family and have some wonderful things to share and talk about. It's neat to see when your two sisters show up like this. What a wonderful gift it was to read both of your angels. You guys, so does anybody have any other questions or anything that they want to share or say? I'm going to shut the call down in just a few minutes. We've got a few minutes left. And Kelly, you've been wonderful. Karen, you've been wonderful asking your questions. And I'm going to be able to talk to Karen tomorrow. And Kelly, if you want to give me a call, you can hang out with her. We can all three of us talk. It'll be fun. Okay, so you guys have a question? Okay. Did you like the show that we did tonight, Kelly, because I haven't heard from you before? Or on the show, you get the thoughts and everything like that. Did that help you a little bit? I hope so. So, we'll look at what you're thinking about. Yeah. Anyway, that helps change my attitude about everybody being a bad driver except me when I'm driving. But it's all good. So, anyway, you guys have a great now, and I will talk to you later. We're doing some great shows. Let me give you a recap it really quick. Sunday, Di and I do a show on relationships. From a book, there's a law that says he has to be attracted to me. Di and I wrote that together, Karen, so you can do the same thing. And it's a few more than just a few pages, but I get you. I understand that, too, as well. And we talk about the angels. We talk about things that you can do to build your relationship, to have peace and joy and love in your life. And Di, you guys that are really looking for a wonderful relationship, Di is such a, we used to call each other the Shrew Sisters. And she's created this wonderful relationship with a gentleman she met a year ago, next month. And they're living together now. They just got back from Belize, and they're going to get married. How cool is that? You know what I mean? But she talks about how she created that. And I remember she went through such a sad relationship. You know how that is, guys. We all have difficult relationships, right? And they teach us to get what we really want, right, with peace and joy and love. And so she's got this great guy now. So we'll talk about a lot of different things and within a relationship. And you know what? We're going to interview some men. Okay, you guys won't want to miss it, from different ages, from 20 to 60. You know, so, and what they're looking for. And you know what? I found out a lot of the same things that a 20-year-old is looking for is a 60-year-old, too, as well. We all want to know that we're important. We all want to know that we're loved. And we all want to know that our mate really cares about us. You know, and guys found that. And if she can find it, I think we all can. So thank you guys for listening tonight. That show's Sunday at 11. We've got some new angel coaches coming aboard. And I love you guys. Take care, and thank you for making this a fun show. Bye, everybody. Bye, Kelly.
Bye-bye.